The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and let's jump right on in with this one from Family Circle. The embarrassing truth. Not eager to ask your doctor about hot flashes, hiccups, and other awkward issues? We did the honors. Occasionally, my face gets really flushed. Could it be hot flashes? Maybe. A hot flash is a very individual experience, says Jacqueline Thielen, MD, women's health specialist and assistant professor of medicine at Mayo Clinic. Typically, you feel yourself getting warm, sweating, and having facial flushing that lasts a few minutes. While hot flashes aren't dangerous, they're uncomfortable and bothersome. Fortunately, we have hormonal and non-hormonal meds to manage symptoms, says Thielen. You don't have to suffer in silence. See your doc for new flushing or increases in frequency or intensity. It could indicate a thyroid problem, Cushing's syndrome, or rosacea. Next, are my stretch marks permanent? Sadly, yes. Those pink, black, red, or purple streaks occur when the skin stretches during pregnancy or from rapid weight gain or loss. In time, they typically fade and become less noticeable. Although nothing can erase them, you may be able to minimize their appearance with prescription retinoid creams or laser therapy. See your doc right away. You have the best chance of improving the appearance of new marks that are red or purple, not those that have faded to white, says Lauren Plock, MD, with Georgia Dermatology and Skin Cancer Center in Augusta, Georgia. Next question, why do I get hiccups after a glass or two of wine? A hiccup is an involuntary spasm of the diaphragm, quickly followed by the closing of your vocal cords. A combination of factors cause hiccups, says Evelyn Kali Youssef, MD, Associate Professor in the Department of Otolaryngology at Rutgers, New Jersey Medical School. When you drink alcohol, your stomach may become distended, which irritates the diaphragm. Fizzy beverages, overeating, eating or drinking too fast, or even getting upset or excited may trigger an episode. People with reflux can be more prone to developing hiccups. Everybody's grandma swears by a different remedy, though none are proven, says Kali Youssef. Most hiccups subside in a few minutes. If they don't, try this trick, not guaranteed, but worth a shot. Pinch your nose and hold your breath. The increase of carbon dioxide in the body relaxes the diaphragm. See your doctor if hiccups persist, especially for more than a day, so they can rule out more serious issues such as infection or stroke. Is there a way to hide my psoriasis? Short of wearing long pants and turtlenecks, there's no effective way to camouflage those scaly red patches. Besides, you shouldn't feel like you need to. We have treatments we didn't have 20 years ago, says Plock. Let's fix it instead of hiding it. The first line of defense is a prescription cream which may contain steroids or vitamin A or D derivatives to slow down cell growth and reduce inflammation. There are also systemic meds called biologics which target specific parts of the immune system to block the action of cells or proteins that trigger symptoms. UV light therapy helps some people too. It takes a few months to see results from a new treatment, but there are many combinations of therapies, so don't give up, says Plock. See your doc because people with psoriasis are at a higher risk for conditions such as cardiovascular disease and arthritis. Question, I can't get rid of my muffin top. What gives? Even though it may seem like your belly snuck up on you, it's been a work in progress. As we get older, we lose lean muscle mass. There's also a loss of estrogen and a newfound predisposition for your body to redistribute weight into your midsection, says Thielen. The threat isn't just to your skinny jeans. Those extra pounds around your midsection may increase your risk for diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart disease. Your muffin top is a red flag for you to take care of yourself, says Thielen. Dropping some pounds will help, but you have to add weight or resistance training to build muscle. As for liposuction or other cosmetic procedures, your doctor will probably encourage weight loss by less invasive means. See your doctor if your weight loss efforts aren't working. It could be menopause or an underlying hormonal issue such as polycystic ovary syndrome. Question, my feet stink. Super smelly feet aren't pleasant, but they're common. If the odor is really noticeable, you may sweat more than other people, says Lindsay Stroud, MD, assistant professor of dermatology at Wake Forest Baptist Health. People worry that it's a cleanliness issue, but it's not. It's caused by naturally occurring bacteria we all have on our skin that multiply with sweat. The key to smell-free feet is keeping them dry. Wear socks that wick moisture away from skin, not 100% cotton. Sprinkle foot powder in shoes as a moisture barrier, or apply antiperspirant to the bottoms of feet. Give smelly shoes a daily dose of disinfectant spray, we like Lysol. If you have mild itchiness and scaling or redness on the bottom of feet or between toes, try an over-the-counter antifungal medication that contains clotrimazole. Powders and sprays are better than creams, which may make feet too moist. See your doctor if your feet are always wet. The cause may be hyperhidrosis, which can be treated with topical and oral meds. Sometimes I feel constipated. Sometimes I go constantly. Do I have IBS? Probably not. Lots of things affect your bathroom routine, including diet and exercise. Infrequent constipation or diarrhea is normal, says Darren Brenner, MD, director of the Neurogastromotility and Functional Bowel Programs at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. To diagnose IBS, that's irritable bowel syndrome, there must also be some sort of abdominal pain, a feeling of fullness or bloating, or cramping. See your doctor if you have recurrent diarrhea or constipation or alternating episodes and GI discomfort, because IBS is more common in women. There are new medications, dietary modifications, behavioral interventions, and other therapies to help manage it, says Brenner. And last, how can I prevent my groin from sweating during my workout? You have sweat glands down there, so sorry, you can't stop them from doing their job. To feel more comfortable, wear cotton underwear and moisture-wicking fabrics. If you experience a not-so-fresh odor, try dusting an OTC, that's over-the-counter antifungal powder containing myconazole, into skin creases before working out, steering clear of the most intimate parts of your anatomy, of course. These powders help absorb excess wetness and minimize smell, says Sonia Kenkare, MD, dermatologist at Little Company of Mary Hospital in Evergreen Park, Illinois. See your doctor if you've suddenly started sweating profusely. They'll check for an underlying condition such as hyperthyroidism. Next, from Real Simple, take a hike. Cooler autumn weather begs for a walk in the woods. These tips from seasoned hikers will help you make the most of your time in the wild. Happy trails! 1. Plan it out. To learn about the best trails near you, try the Hiking Project's crowdsourced guide at AmericanHiking.org. It shows more than 38,000 routes across the country and includes helpful information such as mileage, trail difficulty, and other nice-to-know tips like where the public restrooms are located. No matter which trail you choose, study the map for at least 15 minutes prior to the hike, says Rebecca Walsh, the founder of Hike Like a Woman, an organization dedicated to encouraging female hikers. Familiarize yourself with landmarks and pin down the best route in case the trail isn't properly marked. Next, rise and hike. Consider a morning hike over a midday or evening one, says Laurie Pottinger, the Information Services Manager for the Appalachian Trail Conservancy. At this time of day, you should experience less heat and fewer crowds, especially beneficial on popular trails during weekends and holidays. You'll also have more of a time buffer for getting back if a hike takes longer than expected, and they often will, says Pottinger. One additional perk of starting early, you're more likely to encounter wildlife in action. Think grazing deer, frolicking bunnies, and more. Start around dawn for better odds. Next, dress for success. Skip cotton clothing, says Walsh. Once it gets wet from sweat or rain, it stays that way for a very long time. Instead, wear a synthetic material such as nylon or polyester, which dries more quickly. Dress children in bright clothing for better visibility. Also, consider wearing clothes treated with permethrin, which contains a formula that helps ward off ticks and other insects. Find permethrin-treated clothes at a gear shop or a retailer like L.L. Bean or REI. As for footwear, A sturdy pair of broken-in running shoes will suffice for most trails if you don't own hiking boots. Opt for a thick pair of moisture-wicking socks. Many experts prefer merino wool. Next, be prepared. There are a few items Pottinger and Walsh agree are always worth bringing. A whistle, a first aid kit. Try the American Red Cross's easy-to-tote pocket first aid kit, available for $3.50 at redcross.org. Bottled water, 1 or 2 liters per 2 hours on the trail, and several small protein-rich snacks such as nuts and jerky, as well as dried fruit for a good supply of energy. A no-brainer, your smartphone with its built-in compass, tracking features, and endless apps, plus the camera. Switch to airplane mode at the beginning of the hike. In most phones, GPS still works under this setting, and bring a portable battery pack in case your phone dies. And last, play it safe. Before you leave home, share your itinerary with someone staying behind. If you find yourself lost, hug a tree, says Walsh. That is, stay put instead of veering further off course. While hiking at higher elevations, watch for signs of altitude sickness, headache, nausea, dizziness, or a general hungover feeling. Turn back right away if you feel this way. Even descending a few hundred feet can ease symptoms. Need help? Use your whistle to send a distress call of 3 loud blasts, each lasting approximately 3 seconds. Next, from Real Simple, the short list, 5 books that won't disappoint. And hopefully they're all available as an audio version for you. First, spy novel. It's called Transcription, just one word. The latest novel from Kate Atkinson. A young woman is recruited to MI5 to transcribe conversations between agents and Nazi sympathizers in Britain during World War II. After the war, Juliet works a humdrum job at the BBC and believes the past is behind her when unusual happenings, old colleagues turning up on streets, a threatening note in the mail, can't be ignored. In Atkinson's quietly suspenseful novel, nothing is as it seems. Next, a family drama. The McLeod siblings have lost everything, first their mother to childbirth, then their father to a Category 5 tornado. Tucker disappears, leaving the eldest, Darlene, to care for her 2 sisters. 3 years later, Tucker, now a radical animal rights activist, reappears after bombing a local cosmetics factory to kidnap his 9-year-old sister, Cora. Told by Darlene and Cora, Abby Jenny, that's the author, and her last name, G-E-N-I, Jenny's haunting literary thriller, The Wildlands, explores human relationships with nature and what drives a person to fanaticism. Next, at the start of the book Joyful, author and designer Ingrid Fetel Lee, that's L-E-E, describes a struggling Albanian city that painted its buildings bright colors. Almost immediately, crime declined. People filled the sidewalks. This was in part because color, Lee writes, universally brings people joy. In her book, Lee names 10 aesthetics of joy, from energy, things like color, to play, round objects. Blending science and tips, Lee shows readers that looking outward at flowers in a vase or fireworks in the sky can brighten our days. Next, a fictional dinner party. If you could invite anyone, dead or alive, to dinner, who would they be? That's a question asked during parties, in interviews, and now in Rebecca Searle's whimsical novel, and I'll spell her last name, S-E-R-L-E. The novel, The Dinner List. Just before Sabrina's 30th birthday party, she finds out she'll dine with her best friend, 3 people from her past, and Audrey Hepburn. This fun book will make readers reflect on friendship and lost love and how we remember the past. And the last book, which is great for a book club read, 11-year-old Wash is a slave on a sugar plantation when his master's brother, an enigmatic scientist and abolitionist, chooses him to be a personal assistant. After they have to flee the plantation in the night, a bounty is put on Walsh's head. In Washington Black, that's the name of the book, Washington Black, Essie Edugyen, let me spell that, the author's last name, E-D-U-G-Y-A-N. depicts how, even as Wash leads an adventurous and bounty-pushing life, the risk of enslavement is never far behind. A riveting story about identity, slavery, and freedom. Next, from Good Housekeeping, Jamie Lee Curtis is smart and confident and on the brink of turning 60, throwing herself into more projects than ever. She stars this month in the newest sixth chapter of the iconic horror franchise Halloween, has just published her 13th children's book, the first 12 were bestsellers, and is working up a prototype of a diapers and wipes product mashup she wants to produce. Proceeds from that will go to charity. And she writes her first screenplay, a thriller. She also bakes a mean lemon cake, but sometimes forgets to serve it. She's the living embodiment of her life philosophy, if not now, when? On the very clear passage of 50s into 60s, I have no time to waste, she says, none. If you have creative ideas and you don't bring them out into the world in some way before you go, that is a tragedy. But she's here to help us all get there. Listen in as Jamie Lee sits down exclusively with Good Housekeeping to share happy life secrets everyone from millennials to grandmothers can tap for a life full of more satisfying and funny moments. Wash your own car. A little sweat now will earn you a rewarding rest later. I'm a hard worker. I'm a hustler, says Jamie Lee. I like to invent things and I like elbow grease. I wash my own car. Why have other people do it while I sit on a bench watching them? I want sweat equity. I want it in my mothering. I want it in my maritaling. I want it in my family-ing. I want it in my friending. You tell me you're moving, I will show up on moving day. There will be a point where I want to relax and not worry so much about my sweat equity when I've earned my rest. Next, get fired at least once. Raised by actor Tony Curtis and original Scream Queen Janet Leigh of Psycho fame, Jamie Lee grew up wanting to be a cop. A cop? I was studying corrections at the University of the Pacific, she says. I was a terrible student. School just missed me. I probably had some learning thing I didn't know about. I had a D-plus average and was a party girl. But on a lark, she tried out for a new Nancy Drew series going into production. She didn't get the job, yet the tryout led to a 7-year contract with Universal. Adios school, hello, Operation Petticoat. Then I got fired along with 12 other actors, says Jamie Lee. I was devastated. I thought it was the end of my life, but had I not been fired, I would not have been able to go up for the movie Halloween, which basically gave me the life I have today. Next, she says, expose yourself. In 2012, Jamie Lee did a no-makeup, non-photoshopped shoot for More magazine that was an instant hit among women for its honesty. It was an attempt at saying, I struggle with my own self-esteem, she says. I live in a very quiet, private life. I do not do this, she poses dramatically, in my daily life. People like Meryl Streep can put on any white shirt and we all go, oh, look how gorgeous. I've never been a comfortable cover girl, but the girl in those photos took off her clothes and stood there, letting her tummy relax. I was free. Next, she says, marry your opposite. My husband, actor, musician, and screenwriter Christopher Guest, 70, and I are opposites. We have been for 33 years, and we always will be. He's an intellectual, and I was from the movie star, alcoholic, drug addict side, where education was not the most important thing. We don't listen to the same radio stations. We don't read the same paper. We don't go to bed at the same time. But we read the same history books. For our 30th anniversary, we both read a book called Undaunted Courage, The Story of Lewis and Clark. Then we took 8 friends and retraced a section of the Missouri River in canoes that followed the path of their expedition. We're a little nerdy. Next, she says, let it go. I'm a constant editor. I shed people, clothing, possessions, ideas. The biggest thing I've shed is my own limitations and perception of who I am. How can I expect my agent to think of me in a different way if I don't think of me in a different way? Is he going to wake up and say, that Jamie Lee is smart, she should write a screenplay? Not going to happen. It has to come from me. And even if I stumble in my pursuit, that's okay. We are all looking for a fast track to enlightenment, but it's sweat equity, sweat equity, sweat equity. Perhaps her biggest reinvention? I got sober 20 years ago. That was a massive reemergence. Next, she says, don't look in the mirror. I don't know if men wake up, look in the mirror, and hate themselves. Most women do. So I have a big secret. I don't look in the mirror. I'm a 60-year-old woman. I'm not going to look the same as I used to. And I don't want to be confronted by that every day. When I get out of the shower, I have a choice. I can dry myself off looking in the mirror, or I can dry myself off with my back to it. I turn my back to the mirror, and I feel great. I don't want women to hate themselves because I think women are extraordinary. Next, stay the course. Jamie Lee's secret to a long marriage, don't leave. There's a recovery phase that says, stay on the bus. The scenery will change. You think you're having a bad week, but stay on the bus, because one of these days, you'll look out the window and it'll be beautiful. I think it can apply to almost anything where you feel unhappy at the moment. I'm not a wild romantic. I'm a realist. I respect him, and I just don't leave. And last, volunteer your talents. All people kissing 60 have a deep well of experience to offer others, says Jamie Lee, who suggests that people of all ages volunteer at schools. If you're a baker, bring your baking skills. If you're a dressmaker, bring your sewing skills. If you garden, plant a vegetable garden and work with the teachers on sustainability. It's too easy to sit back and look at screens and see life passing us by. Get sweaty. We can never say we've done enough. And now a couple recipes for you. First, from Good Housekeeping, this is a slow cooker recipe, white bean cassoulet with pork and lentils. Prep time's 20 minutes. Total time, 6 hours 25 on high or 7 hours 25 minutes on low. Here's what you need. 4-ounce thick cut bacon, 2 cups low-sodium chicken broth, half a cup of dry white wine, 3 tablespoons tomato paste, 8 cloves of garlic peeled and smashed, 1 medium onion chopped, 1 14.5-ounce can of petite sliced tomatoes, diced tomatoes, drained, 2 pounds lean pork butt, trimmed and cut into 2-inch pieces, about 1 1/4 pounds total, 4 sprigs of fresh thyme, half a cup of dried brown lentils, and 1 15-ounce can of small white beans rinsed, and then crusty bread for serving. Place bacon on a paper towel-lined plate and microwave on high until crisp, about 4 minutes, then cut into 1-inch pieces. In a 5-to-6-quart slow cooker, whisk together chicken broth, white wine, and tomato paste. Add garlic, onion, and tomatoes and mix to combine. Fold in pork, bacon, and thyme. Cook covered until pork easily pulls apart, 5 to 6 hours on high, 7 to 8 hours on low. 35 minutes before serving, discard the thyme, then gently stir in the lentils. With slow cooker on high, cover and continue cooking until lentils are just tender, 30 to 35 minutes. Gently fold in beans and cook until heated through, about 3 minutes. Serve with crusty bread if desired, and this serves 4. From Family Circle, 4 breakfasts with cream cheese. First, overnight prep, alternate layers of strawberry sauce and sweetened cream cheese and refrigerate until the morning. Top with granola just before heading out. That's your hint for this one, called strawberry parfaits. Serves 4, prep time 5 minutes, cooking 15. In a medium saucepan, toss 1 14 to 16 ounce package of frozen strawberries with a tablespoon of cornstarch. Stir in 1/4 cup of water and 3 tablespoons honey. Cook 15 minutes over medium, breaking up the berries with a spoon. Cool, then refrigerate until layering. Meanwhile, beat 8 ounces of softened cream cheese with 1/3 cup of sour cream or Greek yogurt, 2 tablespoons honey, and 2 tablespoons milk. Layer spoonfuls of strawberry and cream cheese mixture in 4 small jars. Top each with 2 tablespoons gluten-free granola. Next, weekend warrior, cranberry cinnamon buns. Serves 12, prep time 10 minutes. Let it rise for 45 and then bake for 30. With a hand mixer, beat 4 ounces of cream cheese, 1/4 cup of confectioner's sugar, 1 tablespoon milk, and 1/4 teaspoon cinnamon. On a floured surface, roll 1 pound thawed frozen bread dough into a 15 by 10 inch rectangle. Spread cream cheese mixture over the dough and top with 1/2 cup sweetened dried cranberries, chopped, and 1/3 cup of walnuts, finely chopped. starting with a long side, roll up to enclose filling, pinch seam, and trim ends. Slice into 12 pieces and place on a greased baking sheet. Cover with plastic, let rise until doubled, 45 minutes. Brush with 2 tablespoons melted butter and bake at 350, 25 to 30 minutes. Beat 4 ounces cream cheese with 1/4 cup of confectioner's sugar and add a little water or milk. Drizzle over the buns. Next, fluffy biscuits. This serves 7 or 8, prep times 10 minutes. Baking 18. In a food processor, combine 2.5 cups self-rising flour with 1/2 stick of cold unsalted butter cubed and 4 ounces cream cheese cut up. Pulse until no large pieces of butter or cheese remain. With processor running, add 2/3 of a cup of milk. Process until the dough comes together and cleans the side of the bowl. Roll out on a floured surface to 3/4 of an inch thickness. Cut into 3-inch rounds, gently re-rolling scraps. Bake on parchment at 375 for 15 to 18 minutes. And last, have pizza for breakfast. This is called BEC pizza. Serves 4. Prep time 5 minutes. Baking 13. Combine 4 ounces of cream cheese with 2 scallions chopped and 2 tablespoons each, snipped chives and grated Parmesan in a mini chopper. Process until blended and smooth. Spread on 1 10.6-ounce pizza crust, making a slight lip at the edges. Carefully crack 4 large eggs onto the crust and season with salt and pepper. Bake at 400 degrees for 5 minutes, then scatter 3 slices of cooked bacon chopped on top. Cook 6 to 8 minutes until the eggs are set. Sprinkle with more chives, cut into 4 pieces. From Real Simple. The fast pace of life can cause us to lose touch with ourselves and our inner rhythm. Have you noticed? By slowing down the breath first, you can find the freedom of your own pace and inner spaciousness. Inhale slowly to a count of 4, then exhale to the same slow count of 4. This pace will calm your nerves and synchronize your heart, lungs, and brain. Continue breathing this way for at least a minute, more if it feels good. Next, let go of the counting and just allow the inhale to come. And when it comes to you, receive it. Allow the exhale to fall out like a gentle waterfall until it's finished. As you stay with this for another minute or longer, your breath will automatically find its natural rhythm. Notice how you feel now, and the pace at which you move into the next moment of your life. And that was Margaret Townsend. She has thelivingbreath.com. Here's an interesting thing from Good Housekeeping. Sniff coffee to stay sharp. Just the scent of a cup of joe may kick your brain into gear, a study in the Journal of Environmental Psychology suggests. One group of college students took an exam in a coffee-scented but caffeine-free room. Another took it in an unscented room. The Eau de Java group scored significantly higher. While this may be a placebo effect, people tended to believe they'd do better with the coffee smell in the air. It's an easy brain sharpener. Try putting a coffee air freshener in your car or keep a cup of coffee at your desk. Coffee beans. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast on our website, triangleradingservice.org.